Mom alert. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the Cozy Womb Mama, you know what I'm saying? A mama of two, okay? And we are on myth number 12. Okay, now, listen here. This myth is very common. All moms enjoy mothering. I feel like society pushes that all moms must enjoy mothering. All women want to be a mother. All women must have kids or they're not really 100% women if they can't give birth to a child, create a child. And it's the biggest myth, okay? This myth is for moms on a global level. It has nothing to do with just the U.S. A lot of us moms are exhausted. Whether you're married, single, divorced, you have a life partner that you're living with, you're not legally married, but you do life together. We are exhausted. And I don't care if you have one kid, I don't care if you have two kids or five kids. We are exhausted. And we are it most of the time, if not all of the time. And that is exhausting. And honestly, we should be able to say, I'm not enjoying this, or I'm not enjoying mothering, because I think all moms have a moment or a few months or a year where we were not enjoying mothering, because enjoying mothering or being a mom is all about balance. It's really about balance, right? Every great relationship is about balance, but more so being a mom and mothering and, you know, nurturing a child, teaching a child, feeding a child, disciplining a child, getting to know a complete stranger that is a part of you but is not you is exhausting. For instance, I love my first experience after labor with my first kid, and the bond was amazing. Maybe that's why we were super close now. Second kid, I hated the process. I hated the pregnancy, you know, mostly because I was grieving and dealing with her dad's mess. You know what I'm saying? Our mess. Even after it was very, I don't feel attached to this child, but I know she belongs to me and I know it's my responsibility and she has to be here. It was that. And I think society makes a lot of women feel bad when they feel that, but that's real. Okay? You're not automatically bonded with all the children you have all the time, and for every woman, that's not how it works. And so you work through it though, and that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the myth that society assumes all moms enjoy mothering, or if you see a mom from afar doing good at mothering, you think, oh, she knows everything or she's so great at it. Really, she's just having a great day or a good moment or a good couple of hours. Like, you don't know the moment from kids walking into your room or already being in your bed, waking up in full conversation with their hot breath and their knees in your back, or, you know, the older kid that just bust into your room without knocking, even though you told them 15,000 times, knock before you come in here, and they're in full conversation. They don't check to see if you're up. They're just in full conversation, and it really just throws you in your day. And sometimes, depending on how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're stressing about.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the prior day or week, you're in the day already because your kids need you. And that is why some moms may not enjoy mothering for the moment. It's not forever. All moments are not forever, but you know, the feeling may feel like it. And that's what I want to talk about today. So welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Chantal and I am the mama of the girls. Let's get into it. Mothering is the most beautiful experience to experience, if that makes sense. It's perfectly normal not to enjoy being a mom all the time, right? If you are a mother and you never enjoy being a mom, I would hope that you have an outlet. I will hope that you have a community to vent to, talk to. I will hope that you have a partner that understands, or the other parent. I will hope that you are seeking some type of counseling to get through the process. I don't know why you're not enjoying mothering. I can't say this is the reason because I don't know. Everybody's different. But let's not act like everybody is cut out for being a mom, because that's not true. You know, I think kids need breaks from parents, and so do parents. Parents need breaks from kids. And it's very important for you to be able to ask friends and people you trust for help. It could be an hour out of the day. It could be sometimes a weekend, maybe, you know, a week. What I do with one of my children's fathers is we rotate weeks. He's not a weekend dad. You know, I'm not a weekend mom. We don't have like strict days where we must have her, you know, through a court system. It's more so we're cordial. We're respectable to each other. We understand. We bend for each other. And, you know, if you picked her up, you know, Friday afternoon of last week, and today is Friday, and you didn't pick her up today, more than likely, I'm expecting him to get her sometime tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I probably won't see her till hopefully Friday, or if the earliest Wednesday night. And that's what works. And I enjoy, you know, her time away. Not to be mean, but just to get a break, just to relax, because she's the youngest and she's more demanding, and it's just a lot more with her when I have another child that's personality is different and it's just me in my house. So the days when she's with her dad, I like it. I do see her on FaceTime, but I need a break. And even with my oldest, I wish I could have more breaks from her, because I know she needs more breaks from me just for our sanity. But you know, her father doesn't step in the same way. You know, he's not that responsible. I can't count on him like I could count on my other daughter's dad. So it's just different. So sometimes my friends will take both of the girls for like a couple of days, and I just zone out and I relax. I get work done. I get to enjoy my house empty. I get to spend more time in the store. I get to go more places with ease. I don't have to worry about car seats. I don't have to worry about who gets to sit in the car, why I can't have this, how come she gets this. Like, it just makes you feel human again as a mom to have some you time. Okay? And I don't want any moms to feel guilty about wanting you time. Because if you look at it, more so than not, dads get more them time than moms. Because society has it set up where they just automatically assume and expect kids to always be with the mom if the kid is not at school, if the kid is not at the doctor's, if the kid is not in extracurricular activities. Where's their mom? Where's your mom? Like, if a kid is lost, they never say, where's your dad? They say, where's your mom? Do you know where your mom is? Are you lost? like the dad does not exist. And it just tells us that we have to do more work in society to evolve. That's what it says. I think parents who seem like they do everything right, they're struggling too. You know? They're struggling too. Those are the ones that probably finally get home from running all the errands with the kids and the screams and all of that. They, you know, wash their hands, they put everything away, they get the kids a snack, and they run to their room and they take the nearest pillow and they put their face in it and they scream. Because it's a lot to be repeating yourself. Let me tell you something. This week I really realized how single I am. And I'm not talking about just as a single mom, because I'm not the typical single mom. I have two kids and I have a father that really shows up for our child, right? And I have one who doesn't show up at all. Like, the last time he talked to me about her and probably talked to her was the beginning of October. Mind you, their birthdays are 3 days apart. He never called. And it's not really about the birthday. It's not about Christmas. It's about the fact that as a man, you can wake up every day and go to sleep and feed yourself and bathe yourself and know that we're living in times of COVID and you just don't know what's going on with your child and you're okay with it. And with that, I don't date. I don't have, you know, a companion living in my house. I'm not married. You know, we all live separate places. But for my oldest, she's usually 96% of the time always with me. Always with me. And it's hard for her to see her sister have like another house to go to. Her dad really shows up and her dad doesn't. And it's kind of like, sometimes it's a discussion, sometimes it's not. Sometimes I feel her taking it in like, this is just how it is. It shouldn't be like that, but with different personalities, you, as a mom, I can't make a man be a father. It's just something that you need to do for yourself, because that's the only way it will be respected. And so I have a toothache and it became an infection. And I don't know if anybody has ever experienced a toothache. When I tell you, a toothache is worse than labor with no epidural over 12 hours. I'm telling you, it is. A toothache will shut your whole body down, period. And I had to call my favorite brother to bring me, you know, meds. I had to take meds from prior surgeries for the pain. I was drowsy. Both of my kids were basically in here fending for themselves. I had to take myself to multiple dentist appointments. I was out of work, so I wasn't working. There's nobody to make up, you know, the time missed at work while I'm lifing out here with two kids. I had to ask my brother's ex-wife if she could keep the girls for a couple of days. And it's just like, now I understand why people in their mid-30s just have a life partner. they have somebody that they're doing life with. It's not perfect, but at least, you know, I don't have to go through all the troubles of life by myself. And I understand it now. And I understand, like, the importance on being intentional with dating. Like, you can't date in your 30s for fun. You gotta date with intentions, like, is this person responsible enough? If something was wrong with me, could I depend on this person? Could this person depend on me? Is this person consistent? Like, all of those things matter, especially when you have kids. So as a mom, I was struggling as a mom. I was struggling as a woman. I was struggling as an individual, just in pain, being it for me and being it for them. And it was hard. It was hard. And I remember texting, you know, Ari's dad, and I was just like, man, I understand. I understand why people just be in relationships they're not happy in just to have some help. And I'm not saying I want to do that, because I don't. But I understand it. I understand why people just be in marriages, because this is the person that my life works with. This is not the person that I'm always happy with. This is not the person that, you know, makes me glow every day. This is not the person that, you know, takes me on the best dates, you know, pours into me, believes in me. But this is the person that I can balance my life with, and I don't have that person. And so I discovered that this week, and it goes perfectly into all moms don't enjoy mothering, because the reality is, this week with my tooth bothering me and having to work and having to talk and say, stop, 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 don't do that, didn't I tell you this? Why do I have to ask for 3 times for this to be done? Why are you yelling? I had no energy. The week before, I had the flu. Like, I really was like, I get it now. I get it now. Sorry if you hear my neighbors, but they're being very loud at 12:58 a.m. in the morning. I wonder if you guys ever heard of, let's segue, parental burnout. Now, let's use context clues. Happy New Year! Don't be afraid to check out Cozy Womb Shop. That's where you can find hoodies, t-shirts, onesies, mugs, and all that good Cozy Womb gear. Now back to the show. You've heard of, you know, writer's block, burnout at work, where you just overwork. You don't know if you want to stay at that job. So imagine having parental burnout, where you're tired of talking, you're tired of doing, you're tired of, you know, preparing, you're tired of washing clothes, you're tired of cleaning up after your kids, you're tired of having to be the person to wake them up, get them dressed, brush their teeth, feed them, get them out the door, drop them off at school. You're tired of rearranging your schedule around for kids. That is parental burnout. Like, you're exhausted mentally and physically, and you're super overwhelmed. And I'm not saying fathers don't get overwhelmed. Y'all do. But this myth right here is all moms enjoy mothering. And that's why I'm focusing it on moms. And, you know, even your own kids can be annoying. And I think if your child is 6 years old or older, I think it's very important for you to tell your child when they're being annoying. Tell them what being annoying is. Tell them that, you know, it's not something good to be. And tell them ways on how they can be less annoying, so they can be better people in the classroom, better people on the playground, better friends. Just better human beings, because I think a lot of parents, we just think that, you know, oh, they're not ready for that yet, or they want to understand. These kids are smart. Let me tell you how I was doing my morning cleanup in the house and straightening and organizing, and I placed my phone down somewhere where I have Bluetooth, and I couldn't find it. And I'm looking, I'm just like, hey, girls, have you seen my phone? I can't see my phone, I can't find it, da-da-da-da-da. And I need to clock in for work. And Ari's in the kitchen on her iPad, and she said, Mom, do you just want me to call your, you want me to FaceTime your phone? And you could hear it ring and find it? And I'm just like, man, yes, Ari, you are so smart. I didn't even think of that. And so when I say that to be like, your kids will understand basic words and definitions. You can tell them what annoying is. You can tell them, I need a break. You can tell them, you know what, please don't make me talk to you more than once today because my face hurts. You can tell them, hey, don't say that. That's mean. That's rude. The world shouldn't be the first people outside your home to be a revelation to your kid that they're mean, rude, annoying, loud. They don't know how to use their inside voice. Just because they think things doesn't mean it's okay to say them to people how they think it. Like, be the person that tells them. And if you have parental burnout, it's okay. You're not the first. I think this was discovered in 1861. Like, you're not the first parent to not like parenting. You're not the first dad to not like the demand of being a father. You're not the first mom to just be uncomfortable and feeling like a machine robot that's supposed to have a smile on your face every day when you mom. That's not the reality. You're a human too. You need a break too. You need personal space too. Why do you think they put a bathroom? Why do you think they put a bathroom in the master suite of the house? Because they be knowing, they know that parents need their own place. They need their own section of the house. They need to be able to not have to go into the main areas of where their little children are and take care of themselves. That's why in my house that I had in Atlanta in the city, I ended up giving the girls the master room because the bathroom was right there. You know, Ari was a baby. It was just easier for bath, go in the room, get dressed, go to bed, you know? But this house, I'm just like, no. This room is mine. This closet is mine. This bathroom is mine, you know? So it's a real adjustment, and I don't want moms to feel guilty. And please remember that we are humans, and rest matters, and rest makes the difference. And, you know, if you're feeling fatigued, you're frustrated, and you feel like you're yelling more than not, your kids are going to notice. Like, I heard the girls in the bathroom when I told them to go take a bath, whispering, talking about, I hate when mom doesn't feel good. She's just always yelling. And so I hear that, you know, when they think I don't hear it. I hear it when they think I'm not listening, when they think I'm busy or somewhere else in the house. And I take it upon myself to remember that they're people too. They have feelings too. And later on, when it's mellow and everybody's on chill, I talk to both of them and I say, hey girls, I'm sorry if I'm coming off mean. I just don't feel good. My face hurts. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And when I have to repeatedly ask you guys to do something and you don't do it, you're going to get me yelling at you. It's not going to feel good. And that's honesty at its best, okay? A lot of moms just need three things. Three main things is what a lot of moms need when they're just not enjoying mothering. And it's one, silence. A lot of it. Two, self-pampering to feel like a lady. Because a lot of moms forget that. You know, whether you have throw up on your shirt, whether you can't tell if you took a bath 2 days ago or yesterday, or, you know, is that baby the one that's smelling, or is it me? Like, you need to feel like a woman. You need to be, you know, comfortable, massaged, you know, all of those things. Lotion. When was the last time you lotioned? You know, a lot of times when I'm having a rough week as a mom, I realize that I'll wake up at my last alarm, get a washcloth, go into my bathroom, brush my teeth, wash my face, pat dry my face, exfoliate, and not really look at my face. Like, not look in the mirror for real and see me. And that's not good. That's not good. That's like the beginning of neglecting you today. And so we just have to be aware of that. And the third thing is, a lot of moms just need consideration. And that can be consideration from the dad. That can be consideration from their kids. That can be consideration from teachers or, you know, daycare providers or their job. And that involves a lot of understanding, you know? Hey guys, guess what? You can call into the show, okay? You could call into the show, leave a voicemail, leave a message, leave your feedback, leave your questions for Cozy Womb Podcast at 770-284-8175. Again, the number is 770-284-8175. I think all podcast platforms are cool. When we see reviews randomly, because I don't always check it, being in discussions and DMs is okay, depending on who I'm talking to. But to really get a sense of who's listening and who you are would help me figure out, you know, what may make the show a bit better. So to hear from you would be amazing, and that's just something I wanted to throw out there. So surprise, you can call me.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
To balance motherhood. The first thing you can do to balance motherhood is you can be aware of self, and that means be aware of your needs, your limits, sleep changes that you've noticed, your skin changing, you know, crying. Are you crying more than not? Are you watching the Hallmark Channel? Are you purposely watching things to make you cry? Or are you just crying out the blue? Are you driving down the street and crying with loud music on and your kids don't know because they can't see you? Like, be aware of that. Are you having more than enough brain fog to go around? I've been having super brain fog this week, you know, going in rooms not knowing what I was going in there for, or standing over my desk not knowing what I was supposed to be doing, or in mid-conversation with people and I completely get the chance to speak and I forget my point. I've been having a lot of that, but I feel like a lot of that is also all the meds I've been taking since last Saturday. So there's that. Another way you could balance motherhood is by getting more sleep. If you have younger kids, nap when your kids sleep. You can eat healthier. You can always up your intake of water in a healthy way, okay? Don't overdrink water. You could drown yourself. You can vent to a trusted friend. You can ask for help. A lot of moms, that's hard for them to ask for help. That was hard for me. But I've learned to ask. A lot of my friends just offer and I don't even end up asking. I just agree. Yes, take that. surround your senses, you know, your eyes, your ears, your smell, your mouth, you know, your body.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Surround your senses with peace and happiness. Be around the things that bring you peace. Be around what makes you happy. Be around what feels like home. That could be people too. The other thing that you can do to balance your motherhood is make time for your reading. Make time for your personal watching, like the shows that you like, the movies that you like. There's only one TV in my house on purpose, right? And we share that TV. My kids are not kids that wake up at first thing in the morning, the TV's on until 9 p.m. My kids were never those kids. They're going to play. They're going to be on their iPad sometime. Anya has lost her iPad until the end of next month because she is struggling. We took a segue. Hold on. I'll be right back. She's been struggling with not knowing when to not speak. She's been struggling with not knowing what's okay to do with a child that's her age versus her mother. And so we've been battling with, I'm talking to her, and because I'm talking and it's things that she doesn't want to do, she'll talk over me, or she'll, excuse me? You don't do that while I'm talking to you. That's rude. You don't do that to anybody. You could do that to one of your little friends or somebody on the playground. But you don't do that to an adult. Again, things you as a parent need to be telling your children at home before they walk out in the real world. Okay, so she lost her iPad. She won't be getting her iPad until March. Okay? And so, boundaries, okay? Hobbies, like make time for your hobbies. Make time for silence. Silencio. Okay? Take yourself on a date, girl. Take yourself on a date if you're not married. You know, if you don't have a special man in your life or person in your life. Take yourself on a date. Dress up for you. Put on makeup for you. Be comfy for you. You know? And take yourself to a restaurant. Sit down with yourself. Have some drinks if that's something you want to do, and eat up. You know, leave a nice tip if you like, and go home. You know, hire a sitter, drop them kids off for like 2 hours, and do your thing. The thing is, like, as moms, you know, we have to treat ourselves the way someone needs to step into our life and treat us if they want to be with us. And so, you know, if I'm not taking care of myself and I'm not, you know, making sure I have good hygiene and I'm not, you know, looking nice and taking myself out nice places and, you know, buying me nice things and appreciating myself, how can I want someone to come into my life and do that if they don't see me doing that? You know? So, teach people how to treat you. And lastly, before we get out of here, I just want to say, all moms are not enjoying mothering. All moms are not obligated to enjoy mothering every day that they get up, every night that they go to sleep. It's an experience, it's a process, and everybody's trying to catch their own rhythm. Everybody's trying to catch their own balance. So stop judging a mom because she might be having a bad moment, a bad 20 minutes, a bad hour, a bad beginning of the month. imagine this. Imagine hurting from something already, having multiple kids, or having a kid that's getting on your nerves and being, you know, just a real treat, quote unquote. and having your womanly cycle come on all at the same time, and you're the only one that can help you. That's frustrating. You're not going to be a nice person. You're going to be snappy. You're going to be annoyed in traffic. You know, you might be aggressive. Like, are y'all surprised that women are more aggressive in traffic than men? I was on TikTok today, and it had to be Atlanta traffic, and these two people were fighting for the merging lane to be in front of each other. And the guy was in a truck, and he was purposely just like egging on this car with this lady in it, and she ended up like Tonka trucking his car, his truck with her car, like wheels on the side of his passenger car door and roof of his car. So, and then once she did that and he backed off because he saw that she was really about that life, she parked the car, opened her car door on the highway, and banged on this man's window, and he quickly rolled it up. Like, this is not the time in the world we have today to be having aggression and pettiness about who goes first in line of traffic. People are being killed at red lights, broad daylight, with kids in the car, offended. People have their guns cocked and ready because they are living on the edge of life and anything will tip them over. So if it's not really a big deal and your life is not in danger, do not be petty on the road with these people, okay? To close out the show, though, just remember, moms, just because physically we can do it all doesn't mean we must do it all or we have to do it all the time. Ask for help. Speak up. Say something. I'm sure somebody that loves you and cares about those kids and cares about you will be willing to, you know, ease your life for an hour. I remember when, Ari was a newborn and, you know, her dad and I, we weren't in a relationship traditionally, but we had a relationship. And he understood, like, you know, he doesn't live with me in my house. And if he doesn't come visit with her because she was so small, he couldn't take her yet to go to his house. He was like, he knew, like, I was up at night doing it all by myself. Throughout the day, I was doing it all by myself. So he would take his Saturdays or his Sundays and come by and allow me like a couple of hours to sleep, which was nice and I appreciated. Or he would allow me, you know, a couple of hours with Anya to take her to the park, because I was starting to feel guilty that, you know, Ari was hogging on my time and I had a toddler that was used to having me do stuff and I couldn't do it. Just ask for help, okay? There are people that want to help you and won't throw it in your face that they helped you. And you will appreciate it. So thank you guys for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. Happy Monday. You know, rest in peace, Martin Luther King. I wish, you know, he went when he was supposed to go and did not have his life taken like he did. But we can't change the past. We can only move forward and make it a great Monday. Make it an honest Monday. Don't beat yourself up about, you know, not being able if you're not able right now. If you go in a store and you see something you like, just say, I cannot purchase that right now, but I will be able to later. You know, speak it into your future. You know, be forward about a lot of the things that you do. Let me tell you something. Side note, I'm over here looking at my mic and I'm looking at this ant that's just like just crawling on my things. And I'm just like, these ants are really coming in my house for winter. And I hate it. Like, where did y'all come from and why are y'all in here? Why did you pick this house on the street to come into? I think it's very rude. But yeah, like, take it easy. Take it easy. Dads, if you're stepping in and you're helping as much as you can, that mom does appreciate you, even if she doesn't say it right now. When she comes to at her funk, I'm sure she will say something or do something for you to show you that she appreciates it. It's just hard for some women to ask for help. And yes, there are some women that really need help, and you ask if they need help and they tell you no. I know, we're weird. But thank you for being patient with us. And no, every day we do not enjoy motherhood, but that does not mean we don't love our children. That does not mean we don't want the best for our children. It just means that we need some help. All right? I will catch you guys next Monday. Till then, be safe. Wear your mask. Cover your mouth. Don't touch anything if you don't have to. When you're going out a door and it's a push door, use your back. Don't touch it with your hands. Sanitizer. You know, you gotta have it on your hands for at least 30 seconds before you touch anything for it to work. And sanitizer is not soap, okay? If you're around a sink with soap, please wash your hands. Please wash your hands, okay? Anyway, I am out of here. I appreciate y'all. Thank you guys for listening. And raise that child right. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.